Hello, my name is Fernando Botelho and I'm responsible for the F123 projects. I want to first of all thank the DCAD, the Dynamic Coalition on Accessibility and Disability, for the opportunity to speak with you today. We're going to be talking about low-cost, accessible distance education for the blind and persons with other disabilities. I'm recording this on October 11, 2013, and the reason I bring up the date is because I'm hopeful that in the not-too-distant future, some of the issues that I bring up here are going to be resolved. I only have 5 to 7 minutes, so I want to ask that if anybody wants to get additional information or even my contact info, please send an email to igf2013@f123.org, and you will receive an automatic response with additional information. One of the most exciting developments in terms of distance learning in the last few years has been the emergence of MOOCs, massive online open courses, which allow thousands of people to learn online. All they need is an internet connection. This is wonderful because they are usually free, these courses, and the range of courses that are available, topics that are available, is amazing. This is really no more than an extension of a tradition that started in the late 19th century with paper-based mail courses and then evolved into radio, TV, and now online courses. Initially, 3% or so of those paper-based courses, people that registered actually completed those courses, 3%. Now the completion rate is up to between 7 and 10% for the online version of this type of education. It can be assumed that, or it is well known actually, that a lot of the people that do not complete never had the intention of completing. They just wanted to sample content and learn without really having completion as a priority. However, we can also assume that some of those have disabilities and have faced difficulty with the accessibility of the MOOCs, because this is a problem that already exists in more conventional web-based distance learning courses. When the interface does not have issues of accessibility, sometimes you find them on the files and other content that are being distributed through those interfaces. Now, developing content and dealing with the technological issues and maintaining these systems is fairly complex and expensive, so there are very major universities joining forces and also partnering with technical organizations. One example is EDX. EDX is an initiative that has recently partnered with Google, and this is where I bring up one of my concerns. Google used to be a strong supporter of open standards, but recently it has abandoned XMPP, an instant messaging protocol that is open, to favor its own Google Talk or Google Hangout protocol, which is completely closed. And the problem with closed protocols, closed file formats, and proprietary software is that you're completely vulnerable to the decisions that are made within the organization or corporation that has developed that particular technology. If disability is not a priority for them, and it never is, persons with disabilities are left with either completely inaccessible or suboptimal or inadequate access to the technology. Does EDX, in its partnership with Google, mean that those courses are going to have suboptimal accessibility? That is probably the case, because that is the direction that that corporation is taking in its overall services. So our call should be for them to go back to supporting XMPP and overall supporting open standards in general, so that we always have the option of using softwares that are accessible to us and enable us to very efficiently participate and use online services. There is one more major concern that I want to bring up before I finish, and that is the W3C. Recently, The W3C has made it clear that it will accept discussion of potentially implementing code in HTML 5.1 that allows for encrypted media extensions. This, once again, is the type of initiative that closes doors and makes accessibility more difficult to us, persons with disabilities, because encrypted media extension means digital right management or digital restrictions management, a way of controlling what you are allowed to do on your browser and controlling your experience entirely. In the past, we have seen that the result with this kind of implementation means that once again, just like with Google Hangout, you're completely vulnerable to the willingness or interest of the organization behind that technology in making it accessible to you, person with a disability. So in addition to being a actual betrayal of the principles on which the internet was founded and for which the W3C is famously and justifiably so known for protecting those principles, this is a really, really bad deal for persons with disabilities. So we want to keep the internet free, we want to keep it accessible, and we want to make it be all that it can be. We are not interested in a fancy television set. We are interested in the internet that we have all gotten used to. We need improvements. We don't need to go back in history to a time where we had even less options than we have today. Thank you so much. If you need to reach me, again, write to igf2013@f123.org, and let us all join forces and make sure the internet continues to be as accessible as it possibly can. Thank you.